What was her tenure like?
Yeah, it was troubled. It was a real, real problem. It was a troubled agency, but not when she arrived. She was there for about a year, year and a half, and then questions of influence peddling arrived. And during her tenure, it was a stormy time when two directors were fired and other lobbyist questions were raised about a lobbyist for the lottery contractor. Republican supporters say that she was a person who sort of rode herd over an agency that was having problems, and she directed it in ethical ways. Democrats say that she was really a political lawyer who was hired, or at least administered, a Republican-minded discipline of Democrats. One of the directors who was fired had been an Ann Richards Democrat was replaced ultimately by a Republican.
Is that still the view between the two sides? Nothing was resolved.
No, you betcha. There's a conflict of interest about which side prevails. I think there's a lot of feeling among people who know Harriet that she is a strong ethical person who was guided by the idea of protecting the integrity of the game. But still, Democrats say that this was an effort to purge Democrats along the way. And at some point later along the way, the second lottery director to lose his job raised questions of politics. And during a legal battle, the lottery's lobbyist at that time, former Lieutenant Governor Ben Barnes, testified in a kind of a related case that he was involved in getting Bush out of the National Guard. So it became a deep, deep political fight.